The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
He came to his disciples.
Hallelujah.
He saw a great multitude of
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The scribes questioned with him. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluting him, talking about Jesus. He asked the scribes, what question ye with them? In other words, what's going on? You already know Jesus. Seventy, he said, one of the multitude answered him, said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. That means he had seizures. And whatsoever he ticketed him, he tarried him, and he foamed and gnashed with his teeth, that's the devil, and pinned it away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. 19 said, he answered, O faithless generation. Now Jesus mad now.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. 20 said, they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarried him, and he fell on the ground, wobbling and foaming. And he asked him, how long ago since this came unto him? He said, of a child. 22 said that oftentimes they had cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Him that believed. Straightway the father, the child cried out, said with a loud, with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and thee spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. And the spirit cried and rent his sword and came out of him. And he was as one dead, and so much that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not be cast him out? And he said, this kind came by nothing but by fast prayer. And fasting, you may be seen. We'll talk about help.
Yes, sir.
Help. A few minutes. Talk about it. I need help. And all this week, coming up, if it's the Lord's will, I want you to say, Lord, I need help. We do some crazy things during the week sometimes. Not only do we do some crazy things, we think some crazy things sometimes.
All the time.
Because Satan is a spirit. And Satan don't care who he come at. He don't care who you is. He don't care how pretty you are. He don't care how fine you is. He don't care how handsome you is. He don't care how much money you got. He don't care how poor you are. He don't care if you got red eyes. He don't care if you got green eyes. He don't care if you got blue eyes. He don't care if you got red eyes. He coming sooner or later. Tell somebody, say, he's coming sooner or later. He's coming to me sooner or later. So I gotta get ready for him. I gotta go get my corner. See, when you get your corner, you got to wrestle with him. You got to wrestle with him with the word of God. He ain't gonna leave you alone, but if you speak the word to him, he'll back up for a few moments. But he's gonna come back again. Just rest assured, he might step in your finance. He might step in your body and throw a sickness at you. He'll punch you on one side, but Jesus will punch him on the other side. Say, though he may slay me, but yet will I trust in him. Job 13, 15 and 13. Amen? God is a good God, amen? And God is my everything. What about you? Is God your everything? Or are you just perpetrating the fall? You got so many people just perpetrating the fall. Don't want to give nothing. Don't want to pay no tithes or nothing. I know I'm talking to somebody. I ain't picking on nobody, but if the shoe fit, wear. My mama said, if the shoe fit, wear. Now, I ain't saying nothing bad, but if the shoe fit, you just wear. Amen. That's the sense, ain't it? Jesus is good, ain't it? I was walking by, doing my walk the other day, in Jerusalem, and Eugene didn't like to walk with me that day, Mac, and something said, look, I looked to the left, you know, and I was walking by, I do my walk, and try to do my exercise. I don't try to get too fat now, you know. You know, I'm fat, but my mama see me now, she'll fall back in her grave. She ain't up some of this fat. Anyway, and I look back, and I said, Jesus, old big lion. He bigger than a gorilla, the black. And I guess he was saying, if I can get to you, I'll kill you. I said, I'm glad you came. And but I thought about something, man. Here in Daniel chapter 6,
all right,
they were mad for him because he was praising his God. Mm-hmm. And they began to come together on one accord against one man and throw him in the lion's den.
Yes,
but God.
Yes,
yeah, man.
Come on. Yes, come on.
That's why I learned how to give. Because God first gave his sons for my place and your place. That's why I don't mind coming to church sick, whatever it is, I'm coming to church. Now my wife and everything, she'll come too, but I'm just saying me. Those folks sit every tour. I'm going to say that again. Every tour. Eugene can't sit on my tour. And I can't sit on his tour. Matt can't sit on my tour. Deacon Abe can't sit on my tour. We all?
All do.
All do.
More for something, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
They didn't take no wooden nipples either. And what they said, they meant what they said. And that's just how I am. If I tell you something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to steal from you. I can be broke as 2 Ten Commandments. But I ain't going to steal nothing from you. Because I know the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, my God shall supply, 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his glory and riches in Christ Jesus. Then he backed that train up in 4:13. He said, I can do all things through Christ who stretches me. Good God Almighty. Ain't that something? And then he backs it up a little bit more, Matthew 4 and 5 and 6. He said, let your moderation be known to all men. And then he said, the plan
of the righteous.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
which passes all understanding.
Yes,
shall keep your mind and heart.
Yes,
through Christ Jesus. Good God Almighty. And then he said, give thanks in all things.
Uh-huh.
You have to thank God even in your trials and tribulations. You have to thank God, even though it ain't seeming like it's nothing. I'm fighting the devil right now for something, but that's all right. I'm in my corner fighting. I'm not going to come out to the Lord to get on out there. Don't go before him now, because he's going to But he can't whoop you if God would you. In this chapter here, you looking fine. Up in that first part, you will find that Jesus had told the disciples.
All right.
It's pinned in Mark 9. And it's pinned in Matthew 17 chapter as well. From 1 through about 12. And Mark, he says, Mark 9:1, as it starts off. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, there should not stand some of you that will taste death or see it with your own eyes. You know, that's what he said. And Jesus began to take the pillar of the church up into the mountain.
Yeah.
Ain't that what your Bible say? I know that's what it's saying. And as they was going up in Jerusalem, Jesus went into the supernatural, but deacons, and he started in the 3:9 to transfigurate. And his clothes began to shine. And he had them two boys with him that was the only ones in the gospel that I know now. because I don't know everything, but I think I'm right. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. The only three that was in the Bible that was, but the only two, I'm sorry, that fasted for 40 days and 40 nights like Jesus was Moses. That is in Exodus 28 and, no, 34 and 28. When they went up to top, well, the mountain. It's in your Bible, it's in there. I'm giving you the scripture. Exodus 34, because in 32 of Exodus, that's when God got mad and he said, Moses, leave me alone now. Hey. They done gone crazy. They done made him a golden calf. And in 32 and 6, they said they rose up to pray. You know what that means? Go, I ain't gonna get into all that, because I'm not talking about that. But I'm just trying to make a point. And God began to go and tell Moses, Moses, go and tell them that I'm finna whoop their butt. But Moses interceded for the people, which were the children of Israel. Now, some of them call them, y'all understand, the Hebrew children. Why? Because they spoke in the Hebrew language. And they were the chosen people, okay? Gentiles was not the chosen people. Just be real about it. It's in your Bible if you ain't throw it out. My Bible closed, but I know what I'm talking about. So you have to look at it. So now, that's one bad boy that accommodates with Mark 9. Then you got Elijah, E-L-I-J-H, same Elijah. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, chapter and 6, 7, 8, 8 really. The Bible says that he was running from Jezebel, okay? And he was sleeping on a juniper tree. And the Bible said that after he started sleeping now, he told the Lord in 19:4, Lord, I'm tired. Just take my life. I'm ready to go. And now, he didn't mean that for sure, but he was just, you know, frustrated. We all get frustrated every now and then. Come on now. Let's be real. We flesh. We're not supernatural like Jesus. Even Jesus got weak in the Garden of Gethsemane. But back to 19 chapter of the book of 1 Kings. The Bible says in 19:4, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm the only one for you, and this, that, and the other, and all this kind of stuff. And if you go back and go up a little further in the 19th chapter, God began to speak to him, and he came in the wind, he came in the fire, he came in the thunder, and he came with a little small, still voice.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so what you doing here?
Yes, sir.
I just say, I'm the only one here. Mm-hmm. No, you ain't the only one, nothing. He said, go back, Elijah. I don't know why I got on there. He said, go back, Elijah. He said, go back on the road to Damascus. 19 chapter, 1 Kings. And I'm at that 14 verse. He said, I got 7,000 preachers that you don't even know about that have bound the baby.
Good God.
And then he started giving him instruction, Mac, on Jezebel, because he's going to whoop her butt. But let me tell you something. God will let you do so much mess, and then he'll just, you'll think, what he done, he'll turn you over like Romans chapter 1, and about the 28 verse 28, he said, I'm going to let you alone. I'm going to give you up to a reprobate man. God will do that. But his grace is sufficient. He's trying to give all of us time to get it right. Didn't y'all just got through saying, Lord, remember me?
Yeah.
I need to remember me. Yes, because I can't stand no heat chair now. Man, my head hit the hurting and everything. I said, B, you got the heat on? I said, well, I'm going from my hair. I just can't stand too much heat. Now, don't get me wrong, heat is good if it's cold, like 20 degrees and stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I can't stand too much of it. I don't know about you. And you talking about hell. Well, weeping and dancing on teeth. So back to what I'm saying. In Mark 9, Jesus went up unto the Mount of Transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 17, the same likewise. But Matthew writes it a little different than Mark, okay? The Bible said that they went up to the Mount, and he took them two bad boys that fasted 40 days. Now, these are the scriptures. 1 Kings 19 and 8. 7 and 8, and Exodus 34 and 28, Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, here comes Jesus here on the scene in the ninth chapter of the book of the Gospel of Mark. And they go up. And Jesus called Resurrection Day and started talking. Is that what it says? Is it your Bible now? Is it there? They start talking to one another. And Jesus transfigured out of the flesh. And he went into the supernatural spirit with them. Because they was already dead. But, you know, sleeping. I ain't going to say dead. They were sleeping. I hear people talking about, he dead. You ain't dead. And you can't lose in God. I hear people talking about, I lost my brother. How you going to lose something when the Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. That's teaching, eh?
That's right.
I mean, it's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, we know that if this earthly tabernacle is resolved, we have another home somewhere beyond. Not made with human hands, because the human hands made it might crumble, but it's not.
You doing pretty good.
What you doing, bro?
Bob said. After they went up, man.
Come on.
And the Bible says, I'm talking about help now. Help.
Right.
I need help.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
I need help. I don't know about you now. Some people got all kind of money. They think they got it all together. They got a nice new Cadillac. They got their glass house. They got the picket fence, the fine car. They got diamond on every finger and everything. If you go ahead on, sugar, because your playhouse is going to be torn down sooner or later if you ain't got God up in there. If you ain't got Jesus in the center of your life, boy, you can wait a minute. Boy, that devil finna come at you like a magic, like a Mack truck. Because you ain't got the Lord in the center of your life. You got to have Jesus down in the center of your life if you want to be successful in whatever you want to do. You got to have him. I don't care if you ain't got no money in your pocket. If you got King Jesus, he'll give you favor. He'll give you favor to own the bills. He'll give you favor over your enemy. Because the Bible is written and said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all. But he backs it up and he says, I'm going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your
enemy.
We all got some enemies in y'all. If you ain't got an enemy, something wrong with you. Let me see your hand. They had a thing, I said, you can't lose with the stuff I got. Y'all remember that, don't you? Well, Michael, you can't lose. Shoot, you better see quick. The only thing you ain't gonna lose is in Christ Jesus. All that other stuff is prohibited. You might lose your money. Just because you're a Christian, that don't mean trouble won't come your way. The closer you get to the Lord, the more hell the devil gonna throw at you. If you don't throw it at you, he'll get at your children. He'll get at your buddy. He just keep all kind of old stuff up. And he's full of mess. That's why I don't give him no mess. He's full of mess. And he's the author of lies. He'll lie to you in a minute. But I know a man that won't never lie to you. If he tell you he's going to give you something, he's going to give it. They took up to the mountain. Look in your chest. Look in your Bible. Look in your Bible. Then Jesus came down, but he told them, he said, don't go tell nobody what you saw. Because Peter said, Lord, it's good to be here.
Yes, sir.
It's good to be here. Let's just make 3 tabernacles. One for Elijah, one for Moses, and for the white cloud.
Yes, sir.
Overshadow.
Is it
right? A white cloud.
Yes, sir.
Overshadow. I'm talking about spiritual stuff now.
Yes,
this ain't got nothing to do with no fleshly stuff. This is spiritual stuff. And I stay spiritual more than I stay fleshly. Yes. Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is deed is with. And so spiritually, Jesus began to shine. And here come daddy, Jesus, his daddy, say, this is my beloved son.
Yes, sir.
Whom I'm well pleased with. Yes. Hear ye him. Moses ain't going to no cross because he's a liar. He killed a man. Elijah running and scared of Jezebel. I still can't use that rascal because he's too timid and scared. Jesus is the one.
Yes, sir.
By law.
And so in the 14th verse where we read, the Bible said that they had an argument at the bottom of the mountain where Jesus was. They were down there arguing, the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now the Sadducees, they didn't even believe in no resurrection. How do I know? Come here, Acts. Go to Acts chapter 22, 23 and verse 8. It'll tell you. The Sadducees don't even believe in no resurrection. The Pharisees believe in the resurrection. So I know they arguing about all kind of foolish stuff. Now here comes Jesus down at the mountain. And he's saying this, what is going on? Now, you already know what's going on with Jesus. You don't think he know what's going on with
Jesus? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But Jesus is so sarcastic. He said, what's going on? And the daddy of the child say, I brought my child to your disciples.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I asked them, could they help me? And they couldn't do nothing for him.
No, Lord.
They've been with you, Jesus, and I thought maybe they had some kind of, you know, supernatural power like you had, which they should be, because if you hang around the spirit gonna get in you sooner or later. If you hang around Jack, it'll get your ass too. So, so they've been hanging around Jesus. And Jesus began to get mad with them. Yes, he did. He got upset. He said, how long? Have I just showed y'all, I take y'all up to the mountain of olives and I teach y'all and I tell you about fasting, I tell you about, and we need to fast, because I fast every Saturday. Even though you might look like I don't, I fast every Saturday from morning to at least after the night hour. Fasting is a relationship with the Lord. You're trying to grow in him. You're trying to have a relationship with him. And that was a relationship. You're trying to be more spiritually anyway, because God cannot work through you if you don't show him no supply what he gives you to use for the devil.
Yes, sir.
Can't use it. You got to use his tools. If I'm a carpenter, what I look like trying to mess with your screen though, and I ain't got the nails and the tacks and all that, that screen though gonna be still looking right. You need your tools.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So as I look in the text, the Bible said that Jesus began to get upset with him.
Man.
And he said, bring him to me.
Well.
And the poor boy, poor thing was just out of it. You ever saw a person have a seizure?
Yeah.
That's a terrible sight.
Yes.
That's a terrible sight to see.
Yes, it is.
Because you don't be yourself, your eyes in the back of your head, you're foaming at the mouth and all this whole kind of stuff. That's the demon that's in God in you. But the demon, the only way it can get out of you is you got to say, Lord, create in me. You say in Isaiah 53 and 5, with his stripes, I am healed. You got to keep saying that. With his stripes, I'm healed. With his stripes, I'm healed. Lord, I know that your word ain't going to come back for. With his stripes, I'm healed. Sooner or later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Coming out.
He's gone.
Coming out. Coming out.
He gone.
Yes, sir.
Because the demon cannot stand up to the word of God. You heard what they said, didn't
you?
They begin to question Jesus. And Jesus said, bring him here. And all the multitude was around the mountain. They had some spectators, dictators, and agitators. You know how to do it when something happened. Let something happen to block the Reverend Stephen. Every dog named Puppy up here. People I don't even know. They're going to be talking about this, that, and I don't care what people say. I'm telling you the truth, man. Let something happen to Reverend Stephen.
Look.
They probably go get KLB. KLS. Everybody else. KLS. Time picking you and everybody else. Why? Because he is, they don't say he's supposed to be a man of God. Yes, I am, but that don't mean the devil can't come to my house too. I'm blessed just like you. And I didn't ask for this. I said, Lord, no, I got to go see if I pray.
Yes, sir.
I love Josiah.
Me too.
I've been there.
I love you, Swear.
Yeah.
I need Monica. SWB.
Well,
I can't tell the version. He's sweating the street, folks. I think this weekend. I sure would mind going. I stick out up there like I'm at the Republican denomination. You know I stick out like that because I'm black. So that's how I stick out if I go to that concert up there in Freeport at Independence Stadium. I know where it's at. I stick out like a soap dog. What are you doing up here? What you doing up here? I ain't seen it or nothing. But I saw them feeling at the concert. Well, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows those feeling.
Well, I'm straight from something, man.
Yes,
well, a bag of chips, man.
Yes, sir.
With a hot sauce on top. Back to the text. I'm trying to pin us up. The people down there, Mac, was agitating and arguing and bittering about this young boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Satan had ruled his body.
Uh-huh.
They don't talk about the mother. I don't know where the mother is. I don't know if she's at home or what. But the dad began to bring his child to somebody that could help his child.
Yeah.
He didn't probably have no money to go to no doctor. Because you know the doctors is high now.
Yeah.
I don't care if you could be sick as woo, woo, woo. You bet I go to Baptist Reading with Dr. Jordan and talk about you ain't got no insurance. You could be dying.
Hold it down. If you ain't got no insurance, get on out here, pull you on out there.
You know they will. Let me see your insurance card. Man, you could be dying. Let me see your insurance card. Let me see your policy. You can't go to Indiana without no insurance. You could be dying. You could be on your bed. Going to, then they say, roll him on to the mall again, because he ain't got no insurance. Hey, that's something. But I thank God for Jesus. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a bridge over troubled waters. He's my elder brother. He's my bright and morning star. I heard the writer say he's a wonderful counselor. I heard the writer say he's the Prince of Peace. I heard the writer say he's all that I need is in me. I heard the writer say, oh, what a change will come over me. I heard him say, in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble. They're pretty trembling now.
Yeah.
If you go read the rest of it, you may hurt your clothes. The Bible says, Jesus began to talk to the dad. And he was looking at the young child foaming all at the mouth and probably eyes in the back of his head and probably didn't smell too good. Because you know, when you're out of your mind and you know, you ain't at yourself, you don't kind of take baths. Okay? And when the devil showed up and got you, you'd have forgot all about knowing how to bath anyway. Okay? Somebody have to help you and hold your hand and all this kind of stuff. But I thank God for Jesus. Because he is a doctor that never lost a case. He a doctor, when the doctor said, I've done all I can do for you. I know I got a witness in here. When I doctor, when you say, Lord, I'm ready to go out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's a doctor. Yeah. You hear your back.
Yeah.
But don't forsake him now.
Yeah.
You better not forsake him and forget all about it. Go back to your last day, because it say your last day gonna be worse than your first. Now come here, Matthew 13, Matthew 12 and 43. It says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walked through dry places seeking rest, and he find none. When he come, he find it empty, swept, and done. They go and get more with the devil, and so they can whoop.
Yes, sir.
Your last day gonna be worse than your first. You better not play with that thing. Boy, them demons gonna rush in on you like a mighty rushing wind. But if you know that the Lord has delivered you from somebody, you need to go tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and say, Lord, let me tell you something, child. I don't know how, I don't know when, but the Lord healed my body. The Lord blessed me. The Lord healed my heart. The Lord healed my mind. I thought I was going crazy, but the Lord stepped in. You step in, baby. You step in. He'll step in. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. That's why Isaiah 40:31 said, but they that wait.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth.